Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dinesh Kumar. And for anyone who doesn't know me, please allow me to share a little bit about myself. In 1989, my wife Veena arrived in Canada from India. And on October 9, 1990, Veena gave birth to our first child, son Saurabh. I immigrated to Canada on October 20, 1990. My family and I decided to leave all that was familiar to us to immigrate to Canada to start a new life in a new country where we did not know the language, the custom, or the laws. We are excited to welcome a new son, Gaurav, to our family on February 11, 1992, when Veena, on the day she gave birth, had a seizure and was diagnosed with a brain tumor. She had to remain in the hospital for a month, but thankfully the tumor was successfully removed. I love my family and try to always to be a good father, husband, and provider. Tragedy struck our family on March 20, 1992, when Gaurav, who had been quite sickly since birth, passed away. The loss of our child was hard enough to bear, but before we could grasp losing our beautiful baby son, another nightmare began on June 26, 1992, when I was charged with the causing Gaurav's death. I became another victim of Dr. Charles Smith, who at the time was the highly regarded chief pediatric forensic pathologist. At Sick Kids Hospital, Smith performed the autopsy on my son and concluded that Gaurav did not die of natural cause, but that his injuries were consistent with shaken baby syndrome. I was confused, humiliated, and frightened when I was accused of killing my son, a son I loved and matured and looked after the best I could. I felt no matter what I said, no one believed me. The Children Aid Society took Saurabh away from us, and the authorities threatened to deport me. I couldn't believe what was happening to me and my family. I felt trapped, alone, helpless. Authority was relentless, and eventually I took a plea on order to keep my family together in Canada. I always maintained my innocence despite the threats. I received 90 days community service, which I served on weekends. Veena and I always wanted more children, but we made the painful decision to have no more children in fear that this could happen to again. For 11 years, my family and I lived in nightmare. I prayed every day for God, come down and bring me the truth to the set me and my family free. In 2003, I received a telephone call from a police officer who told me that I might hear my son named in the news, but not to worry, it wasn't about me. On a visit to my family doctor, I told him about the telephone call with the police officer. And the doctor informed me that Smith had performed the autopsy from 1992 to 2000 were being relooked at to see if he had done something wrong and that Gaurav's file might also be checked. Soon after, I received a call from James Lockyer, who informed me that Gaurav had died of natural cause. I was in shock. I met with Mr. Lockyer, who asked me if I would like to reopen my case. After consulting with my family, I decided to move forward to officially clear my name. I felt finally that I had someone who believed in me and was willing to stand with me and fight. Mr. Lockyer always treated me and my family with warmth and respect, of which I was very grateful. My dream, my prayer was to prove to everyone that I was innocent. The burden of knowing that people thought I could hurt my son was unbearable, and now I had a chance to show them the truth. I was exonerated on January 20th, 2011. The first thing I did after having my name cleared was to go to my temple and show everyone that I told the truth. I am innocent, and now I can prove it. I believe that James was sent by God from the heaven to save my family. Words do not express adequately what it has meant to have not only James believe in me, but Edwick, the organizations that he represents. James has helped so many other wrongly convicted men and women. Many I have come to know. He is not just a brilliant lawyer, but a fearless advocate who helps those of us who feel helpless, alone, and afraid, remove the burden and pain of wrongfully conviction. James, you are a hero to me, and you are to so many. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.